Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology, personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Greetings from Central Florida, soon to be stormy Central Florida. Looks like we have one of those classic Florida thunderstorms rolling in. I'm sitting here looking out my window over the lake and getting ready for the light show. Been here all my life in the state of Florida. I'm a few miles from where I was born and raised now, but always have enjoyed watching the big thunderstorms. So it's going to be a good day. I'm Jeffrey Dardy. Welcome to the Fresh Daily Show. It's our bite-sized version of the Christian Whistleblower Show. Go to my website at jeffreydardy.com or christianwhistleblower.com. Find out when you can take advantage of all of our other radio and offerings as well. We've always been focused mainly just on the spiritual, and that's good. But we're also branching out into other things political, things cultural, really talking about all life, because that's my passion, a holistic approach to living the best life possible. So a slight little tweak of our message. If you haven't been to jeffreydardy.com or christianwhistleblower.com recently, you'll want to go and take a look, some fresh new things there. In our Religion Watch Daily segment, American Christianity has been hijacked, says an author. And actually, the reality is that the original faith and teachings of Yeshua have been hijacked by Roman and Pauline religion. So it's way more than American Christianity having been hijacked. It's the very message of Yeshua hijacked. Oh, there's a meme there that says good cop, bad cop, has a Jesus and a devil sitting there, a scam to control the simple-minded since 37 AD. That's about right. So that's about the time that the Yeshua message was at least beginning to be thoroughly hijacked. An interesting article, why is Pope Francis so obsessed with the devil? Very interesting little read there. I have my own opinions on it. That's another show. We won't talk about it. And then there's an article that says, I am a Christian, you are something else. There's a large and vocal element of Christianity that has that message for gay people. We're a Christian, you're something else. And something that we talked about, it's been probably a month, maybe 6 weeks ago. I like to think we were one of the people that broke this story. The Charlie Demon Challenge social craze, a 15-year-old girl has suffered a fatal heart attack after doing the latest viral demon challenge. It was actually said to be a Mexican demon. You can look at my site and my YouTubes to figure out what I would really say about a demon. But at any rate, this girl died of a heart attack in doing this demon challenge. And interesting, after the Mexican Catholic Church had made big news by doing a nationwide exorcism. So curiouser and curiouser. And also Pope Francis denounces the American Bill of Rights and says only his personal bodyguard should own guns. Very, very interesting. That's not hypocritical at all, is it? But there you go. Religion Watch Daily. We've got the JD Daily, which are short daily musings from me, Jeffrey Darty. We also have the WWJD, which is the written words of Jeffrey Darty. I've got some interesting things on there that I've just used. If you have any interest in American politics at all, Trump thumps big time religion in Iowa. Use Trump brouhaha to get to the bottom of McCain's story. And Trump, last best hope for alien disclosure. So some interesting things for sure there. And please feel free to avail yourself of those. But getting back into our study, last time we were together, we saw that the self-appointed Apostle Paul has said that plastic Jesus is coming, and boy, is he pissed. Plastic Jesus coming with flaming fire, taking vengeance, inflicting retribution on those that don't accept the message of the Apostle Paul. Sounds just like a loving God, doesn't it? No, it sounds just like who it is, the Lord, who destroyed the earth of Genesis 1:1 with the same fiery anger blown through his nostrils that he's shown to be coming back with in the words of the self-appointed Apostle Paul. And, you know, I've been, you know, into this for a number of years now. I forget the surprise and I forget the shock and I forget the mind warp that it is to understand and comprehend these things for the first time. And I just talk about it like it's normal stuff. And I try to keep in mind that my audience is just blown away many times, especially if you haven't heard me before. But it's very plain to see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 through 9, it's not a loving God. It's not the Prince of Peace. It's not the man that says, "My peace I leave with you," that's coming back. It's the dude that did the deed in the book of Genesis and destroyed the perfect Adamic, pre-Adamic creation of the Elohim by his fiery, burning wrath and anger. It's the same exact thing. And this coming that Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians is not a coming of Yeshua, coming of the Lord, full of wrath and vengeance, pretending he's Yeshua. And if you look at Jeremiah 4:23 and talk about, you know, blowing fiery anger through his nostrils, the dragon imagery is plain. The reptilian imagery is plain. Well, Jeff, are you saying the Lord is a reptilian? Well, if it walks like a reptilian, if it squawks like a reptilian, you know what? It might be a reptilian. But that's what the self-appointed Apostle Paul said about this coming. And remember, this coming that he's talking about was invented by him to deflect damaging information being published about him by the apostles of Yeshua. Talk about how the apostles viewed the second coming, if you will, how the apostles responded to this teaching of Paul. And again, it's important to remember that the apostles, this 2 Thessalonians was only the third book written in the New Testament. Only James, from the apostolic perspective, had written concerning anything, and that was before Paul responded. So James didn't say a word about anything eschatological. Remember, that's a Bible college word for "we made stuff up and hope you believe it." It really means study the end times, but tomato, tomato. And James said nothing about the end times. Paul goes off in this long diatribe in 1 and 2 Thessalonians about the quote-unquote end times. And we're talking about the Nicolas Cage, Left Behind, Jenkins and LaHaye make a bunch of money books. That's the end times we're talking about. And it's fiction. It's created to stir up fear and loathing coming from Paul's pages. So the first words from the apostles of Yeshua about the end times are words in response to Paul's assertions regarding the end times. So see, when you read the New Testament in the order that it's in, you think the apostles wrote Then Paul gave us more depth, and then we capped it off with some revelation. But that's 100% not true, and it's 100% not true because it's intentionally been jumbled. The book of James was first, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians were 2nd and 3rd, respectively. And now we get back into the apostles responding to Paul's teaching about the end times. And that's why when you read the book in its proper chronological order, like with the Diamond New Testament, which is available on my website, the first and only New Testament in the correct chronological order, so you can understand the development and flow of doctrine in the New Testament. But Luke, in Luke 21, and this was written in AD 63, in AD 63, Luke responds to what Paul wrote about 10 years earlier or so. So, you know, it seems that, you know, Paul writes these huge prophetic, this diatribe, and I don't mean to be stuttering so much, but Paul writes this in AD 52, AD 53, as far as Thessalonians go, and it would seem like, wow, this is big news. But the apostles didn't even bother to respond to it for 10 years. To me, that's evidence that they saw it was just completely ridiculous. And not to compare myself to the apostles, but I deal with this every day. And I'm enjoying my fresh daily coffee, if you hear a pause. I employ this every day. I get all kinds of ridiculous things said about me and sent to me and, you know, radio. I mean, and if I responded to everything, that's all I would do. And some of it is just so stupid. Most of it is so stupid, you just don't even bother to waste the time. And I think that's probably what the apostles did for 10 years. It's like, ah, that's just so crazy. Nobody would believe that zombies are going to get up out of the ground and live with believers that are caught up for at least 3.5 years. And who would believe that the Prince of Peace, who would believe that he that left his peace with us would come back with fire and vengeance, destroying people that don't agree with Paul's message? Nobody's going to believe that. No one would be stupid enough to fall for that ridiculousness, that ridiculosity. Well, 2,000 years later, man, and it's a sad, sad story. But at any rate, Luke, first one to respond to the Pauline eschatological follies. And it's funny that it sounds like a dirty word, because it really is. It sounds like a word that has scat in it, and scat is a reference usually in a sexual way about excrement, and eschatological has a lot of scat in it because it is scat. I think it's appropriate. How about that? But anyway, in Luke chapter 21, verses 5 and 6, it's the very first mention of anything that would be called end times type scenario. And the apostles and Jesus are walking out of the temple. The apostles say, yo, Jesus, check this place out. These stones are amazing. And then Yeshua blows their mind and says, hey, listen, yo. I don't know if he said listen, yo, but he said, hey, listen, the days are going to come when there won't even be one stone left on top of the other. And Yeshua, by saying that, hey, look, this place is going to be torn apart. He said this, you know, sometime in the 30s. It wasn't, you know, but 30 years later that the Roman armies destroyed Jerusalem and literally took the temple apart brick by brick and then plowed the land on which it had stood. So Yeshua very plainly says, hey, yeah, this is going to happen. And it's going to happen that each brick is going to be taken apart, each block is more accurate. So Yeshua clearly fixed the discussion of this destruction of the temple in the days of the destruction of Jerusalem. So Yeshua says, hey, don't get too thrilled with this place, because within 35, 40 years, the Roman army is going to come here and take this place apart block by block. And of course, we're taught that that means something, and it's about as ridiculous and far away from what it really means, that which we're taught, that is. And then Yeshua goes on in verse 8 to talk about the signs that will accompany. What's going to happen when we know that this is about ready to happen? Well, he said in verse number 8, don't be deceived, for they'll come in my name, someone saying I'm Christ. But do not go out after him. Do not go outside the city to him. And it's interesting that Paul had his base of operations outside of Jerusalem. He was not accepted in Jerusalem for the most part. Jerusalem was very, very, very difficult for Paul to operate in, so much so that he said in Galatians chapter 1, 11 and 12, I certify, brethren, that the gospel which I preach is not from any man, neither received I of it of any man, nor was I taught it by any other man. So Paul was very emphatic in saying, look, those guys in Jerusalem, those guys that actually walked and talked and lived with Yeshua for some three and a half years, they didn't teach me a damn thing. I'm so smart. I'm so pretty. I'm so anointed. I don't need the apostles of Yeshua. It reminds me of that old song, I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for the shirt, too sexy. That's Paul. I'm too smart for these apostles, too smart for these apostles. I'm just so smart. So that's what he was doing. He clearly drew my southern coming out in me. He clearly drew a distinction between himself and the apostles of Yeshua. And Yeshua references this when he says, there will be a person outside the city. Don't go out after him. Don't go outside. There's going to be a person saying that I am Christ, you know, using my name, asking you to come out to him. It's clearly what the language of the text says. Don't go out to him. Very clear that whoever Yeshua is talking about is being a deceiver, falsely employing his name, would ask people to go out of Jerusalem to him in some other place. Paul fits that perfectly. As we continue on, in verses 9 through 11, Yeshua says you're going to see commotions, wars. Don't be terrified by these things. Destruction of Jerusalem is not quite ready to happen yet. So the very thing that Yeshua says, he says, when you see wars and rumors of wars, commotions, don't be afraid. But the very thing that the big-time religion folks of today use, there's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's commotion, they use it for fear. Yeshua says, don't let them make you afraid. Nothing to be afraid of. Why? Because you've got the divinity within you, a very Elohim, and there's nothing to worry. You only worry if you think you've got original sin within you, which is what they've sold you for, lo, these 2,000 years. But the interesting part is wars, rumors of wars, commotions, the Tim LaHaye, the Jenkins, the Left Behind, the Nicolas Cage movies, that whole crowd is trying to sell us on the wars and rumors of wars being indicative of the last days of the age before the quote-unquote second coming of Jesus, which is plastic Jesus. It's not Yeshua. It's the greatest case of identity theft in history. It's the Lord pretending that he is Jesus, who is a dancing bear caricature of Yeshua. So they're using stuff in an end time scenario where Jesus, Yeshua, clearly showed that these wars, these rumors of wars, nations rising against nation, the context of those things by the apostles in the text is directed exclusively and is connected exclusively with the destruction of Jerusalem. Has nothing to do with the future. They're lying to you. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to keep you worried, because if they can keep you worried, they can keep you from realizing who you are and getting powerful and realizing you don't need them. It's a lie. It's a bunch of crap. And you should stop believing it, because I'm showing you right here. Yeshua said that stuff is connected to the times of the destruction of Jerusalem. We're restoring the true timeline. There's not going to be any rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. The Dome of the Rock's not going to get blown up. There's not going to be any red heifer. There's not going to be any Antichrist figure marching into a rebuilt temple to say, I'm God, and the abomination of desolation. We're fixing to show you what the abomination of desolation was going to be. And if any of that stuff does happen, it'll have nothing to do with true biblical revelation, but only with false flags perpetrated on idiots stupid enough to believe it. I think I shall repeat that. If there ever is a temple rebuilt in Jerusalem, if the Dome of the Rock is ever destroyed, if a figure calling himself Antichrist ever goes into this rebuilt temple and sets himself up as God, if there's ever a red freaking heifer and restored Levitical sacrifice, it will have nothing whatsoever to do with fulfillment of biblical prophecy, but only with false flag deception that only stupid, ignorant, willful idiots will believe. And I almost said, and will deserve what they get, but I don't mean that. It's just my dander coming up. But Yeshua says all of this crap that they're trying to put it last time, end days, whatever they call it, it's all about the destruction of Jerusalem. Verse number 12. You're going to, and think about it, nation rises against nation, kingdom against kingdom, great earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences, signs in the sun and the moon. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the blood moons coming up in September, October. Just as sick and tired as I was about hearing about this stupid December 12th, Mayan, whatever. This blood moon ridiculousness is just as stupid as the Mayan 2012 stupidity was, and it's going to have the same stupid result, except I must admit the blood moons are pretty cool to look at. They're a very interesting astrological phenomenon. You can get some interesting energy off of those events, but it's nothing to do with the end time, nothing to do with it, because Yeshua said it, and I'm about to prove it to you right now. Yeshua says in verse 12, but before all this, listen to the man. Before wars and rumors of wars, before nation rising against nation, before kingdom against kingdom, before great earthquakes in diverse places, before pestilences, before sights in the sun and in the moon, before all these things. Do you understand the concept of before and after? Before is before, after is after. Before these things, what things? The destruction of Jerusalem that he just talked about in verses 5 and 6. Now, I know it really irritates some of you when the Bible is interpreted correctly and not according to your ludicrous, hijacked, restructured, lying, cheating, stealing timeline. I know it really bothers you when someone comes along and exposes the crap that you've been teaching people. I know it really upsets you when somebody has the audacity to say, the hell with you guys, you've been lying for 2,000 years, just read the book. Well, that's what we're doing. And Yeshua said, all of these wars and rumors of wars, nations against nations, pestilences, all of this stuff that they're trying to sell you is coming now, signs of the sun and the moon, the blood moon's coming in 2015. Yeshua said, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the stuff that happened before the destruction of freaking Jerusalem. Read it and weep, you lying, cheating, stealing, charlatan, whoremongering, sons and daughters of whores, wicked and adulterous generation, you wicked pedophiles in the Catholic Church, you wicked adulterers in the Protestant Church. Your gig is up. Your gig is up. Yeshua said all this stuff is going to happen before the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened in AD 70. You don't have to be very good at math to know that 2015 is a long way from 70. It's not the end times. It is the old times. It's what happened at the destruction of Jerusalem. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but that's the truth anyhow. That's the reality of the reality. And Yeshua said, before all those signs, they're going to lay their hands on you. They're going to persecute you. They're going to deliver you up into the prisons and bring you before rulers for my name's sake. Acts chapter 8, verse number 3 says, and Saul made havoc of the church, entering into every house, hauling men and women, committing them to prison. You know, sometimes I go through this and I get so stinking mad at this bunch of whitewashed, and I got to be honest with you, I get mad at the stupid people that believe them. Yeshua said, look, all these signs are going to happen, but before that, this dude Saul is going to go on a rampage. When did he do it? When did he do that? When did Saul, cum Paul of Tarsus, when did he do it? In the 30s, 40s AD. That's when he did it. All the signs that Yeshua was talking about took place before that. All you got to do is read the Bible. All you got to do is read the Bible. The context is the destruction of Jerusalem, not the future foolishness of these whitewashed charlatans, these wicked Roman Catholics, and these adulterous Roman Protestants. It's a wicked and an adulterous generation, Yeshua said, that seeks after and promotes signs. You Roman Catholic wicked pedophiles. You Roman Protestant adulterer, wife-cheating, lion-stealing sex addicts. You're the ones that Yeshua said were promoting signs. You're wicked, you're adulterous, you Roman Catholic, you wicked Roman Catholics, and you adulterous Roman Protestants. You know that this is true, but yet you continue to spread your lies. Verses 21 through 24. Repent. Whoops, I'm in the wrong place. Verses 21 through 24. Yeshua says, when you see all this stuff happening, and if you're in Judea, get out of there. And he says in verse 20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, another complete clue to the context that it's the destruction of Jerusalem. We're out of time. We'll be back next time for more ranting and raving. Sometimes I just can't help it because they're just so full of crap and it bothers me. And it bothers me that people are so stupid as to believe them. But hey, it is what it is. I'm Jeffrey Daugherty. I'm the Christian Whistleblower. I'm going to go calm down now and we'll be back till then. Unindoctrinate yourself, and I wish you peace and enlightenment.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Daugherty and Jeffrey Daugherty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit ChristianWhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.